It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you've had a tremendous Wednesday. It's time to get over the hump, get a little bit closer to Thursday, Friday, and the weekend. I'll be hanging out with you for two more hours. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We got a lot more to get into. How about this? In a few minutes, it's going to be a new top six list. We're going to look at some of the best international players to ever play in North America. We'll get to the top six in a second. Where have you been over the last 2 hours? We had a great chat with New England Patriot, two-time Super Bowl champ, and then also this man played for Navy. He's a part of the Naval Reserve Unit right now. He's a lieutenant in the reserves. Thank you to Joe Cardona for joining us. A true patriot in two type of ways. Hey, we talked about Anthony Edwards, some of his language, some of his words. We talked about the return of the NBA tonight. The Lakers are going to host the Charlotte Hornets. Luka Doncic will play. No minutes restrictions. LeBron James still worried about his foot. We won't see LeBron tonight. Also, talked about Deebo Samuel and his trade request. Got into Jamar Chase. Jamar Chase just might be the first $40 million wide receiver in the NFL. And then I told you about the guys who robbed all those players. Kelce, Burrow, Mahomes. They caught these guys. Well, at least seven idiots who decided to take photos with all the jewelry that they stole. What a great idea. Let's steal from these guys. Let's get away with it. And then let's take photos. What a great idea. Send them to our friends. I'm going to put on Joe Burrow's chain and send it to my buddies in Chile. Geniuses. Bad guys. Stupid guys. Idiots. They're everywhere. All over the damn place. Hey, I might be in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer holding it down in New York City, Chris Persianen, for holding it down. You okay, Chris, so far? So good?
Yeah, man.
Good. Simple. That's what we like to hear. Keeping things simple. You know, to piggyback a little bit on why tonight's top six list is about international players. By the way, you missed any part of the show, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. And thank you to people listening live, their local affiliates, SiriusXM 375, and on a smart speaker. But there have been so many conversations about the face of the league, and it bothered me yesterday. It bothered me last night when we discussed it. The dumbass comment, and that's what it is, terrible comment, from Stephen A. Smith that an international player can't be the face of the NBA? And I had to go, what? Like, what? Basketball is an international sport. Like, if you step into a locker room, forget basketball for a second. I don't think basketball is exempt in any type of way. Sports is the ultimate unifier. It can be the ultimate unifier. It's the ultimate team sport. It brings people together, regardless of where you are, where you're from, your background. If you can compete, there's a simple language. Put the ball in the hole. Put the ball in the net. Put the puck in the net. Not too many people playing American football all over the world, but damn it, take the ball and put it over the line. It's as simple as that. And if you can do that, if you can compete, international language. I mean, we know the Olympics. I'm not going to call it a scam. We know it's a gigantic money grab, but we got countries that compete in sports all over the world. That's why everybody all over the world watches the Olympics. Well, what can we do? You know, who's going to come out on top? Sports is international. You don't have to open your mouth. You don't have to use words to describe what's taking place on the field, on the pitch, at all. So I found the comment just to be stupid, for a lack of a better term. And so with all the talk about international players and who they are and what they can do, what they're capable of, I wanted to highlight tonight some of the best international players that we have ever seen in North America. Now, I'm talking about team sports. If we got to think about the biggest and best leagues that we have, it's the NHL, Major League Baseball, the NBA, and the NFL. Now, we know NFL is an American sport. It is. Nobody playing this at any level, any high level, on any other space or spot on earth. I mean, they could pop open an arena league in Germany and have a league in South America. They could do what the hell they want. The NFL is pretty much exclusive. The American football is exclusive to the United States of America. And so don't anticipate any, NFL players being here on this list. We can pull apart a couple of kickers that have come from overseas. But to say that they're some of the best international athletes ever that we've had here in the United States and Canada, no. So here's a spoiler. Don't expect any NFL players on this list. But I am going to take some time to talk about some of the best players who have come outside the United States and Canada and have had success and have entertained us all. And so without wasting any more time, it's time for a new top six list. This is a list of the top six international athletes who've played here in North America.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It's Wednesday. It's time for a new top six list. It's time to take a look at some of the best athletes, some of the best international players that we have ever had here in North America. It's a top six list. It's a countdown, which means we start at this number right here.
Number six.
Hey, we gotta go to Puerto Rico. Hey, we gotta go to Puerto Rico. We gotta talk about one of the greatest baseball players of all time. We gotta talk about a Hall of Famer. We have to talk about an individual who played primarily in the 50s and 60s. We gotta talk about a 15-time All-Star. We gotta talk about a man who won a World Series title and an MVP, here's a hint, for the Pirates in 1971. We gotta talk about a four-time batting champ, someone who has 12 gold gloves, and someone who wasn't just a great baseball player. He was a great humanitarian. One of the greatest imports for North America. His name was Roberto Clemente. And you hear this all the time. And this is what athletes should do. I believe in this wholeheartedly. Use what you have, not just to improve life for yourself, but for other people as well. That's what Roberto Clemente did. Unfortunately, he died at 38 years old in a plane crash, delivering aid to Nicaraguan earthquake victims. You need to know more? Hey, just listen to this. This is courtesy of the Biography Channel. Listen.
In his era, Roberto Clemente was one of the greatest players. He was unique. Clemente played in a way that none of those other great players of that era, Mays, Aaron, or Mantle, did.
Baseball legend Roberto Clemente paved the way for Latinos in the major leagues.
Clemente is best known as that rare ball player who actually grew as a human being as his talents were diminishing. And he became a great humanitarian whose motto was, if you have a chance to help others and fail to do so, you're wasting your time on this earth.
That man is gold. That man was gold. And it'd be nice. And we got plenty of athletes who do amazing things behind the scenes, in front of the scenes. He helped set the stage. Roberto Clemente is one of the best international athletes we've ever had here in North America. Roberto at six. What's the next number?
Number five.
At number five. We're going to stay and stick around here in baseball. We're going to talk about a guy who will be inducted into Cooperstown this year. He came over in 2001. He won an MVP. He won Rookie of the Year. He did it in the same year. He's a 10-time All-Star, has 10 gold gloves, a 2-time batting champ. Between Major League Baseball and his time in Japan, this man has 4,367 hits. He has more than 3,000 hits in Major League Baseball alone. His name is Ichiro Suzuki out of Japan. I want you to listen to this, courtesy of the Seattle Mariners, because they pretty much, you hear from the entire world. Ken Griffey Jr. to Harold Reynolds. You hear from everybody, Lou Piniella, about how great Ichiro Suzuki is and was.
I found him very amusing. I found him very relaxed. I found him very confident. So I really felt that he could come here and be a great player, just a hitting machine.
My favorite Ichiro moment is probably the first time we met. Met him in 95. We went to Benihana's, and we just hit it off. I love Ichiro. We have a common goal, and that was to be the best player that we could be.
Greatness is the word that I think about when I think about Ichiro. Pure greatness in every facet of the game.
And I think also he glorified a guy being able to hit the ball over the ballpark. He's one of the greatest players that ever played Major League Baseball, period.
Yeah, he is. I've never seen a guy hit like him. That guy was contact. I mean, we can think about some of the great hitters. Pete Rose, Tony Gwynn. Guys who saw the ball and hit it. Ichiro was in that space. Wasn't overthinking, wasn't extra. That guy saw the ball and he hit it. You want to talk about one of the best international players of all time coming over to North America? Ichiro is number 5 on the list. What's next?
Number 4.
At number 4. Let's see, we've gone from Puerto Rico with Roberto Clemente. We have gone to Japan with Ichiro. So at number 4, you know what? Let's go to Germany. Let's go ahead and look at somebody who actually stuck around with the Dallas Mavericks. He was allowed to play his whole career with the Dallas Mavericks. The Dallas Mavericks didn't trade him. They actually won a championship in 2007. They won another championship in 2011. And this guy, one of the top international players to play here in North America, it's Dirk Nowitzki. Yeah, this man has a statue outside of the American Airlines Center. And I'll say it again. They weren't dumb enough. Mark Cuban wasn't dumb enough to trade him like the current regime did with Luka Doncic. Dirk Nowitzki is 6th all-time in scoring in the NBA. Dirk Nowitzki came over to the United States of America, and he was basically bullied. They basically told this man that he was soft. Dirk Nowitzki battled through all of that and played from 1998 to 2019 with the Dallas Mavericks. This man was a finals MVP. Let me tell you something. Dwayne Wade was sick on looking at this guy. Dwayne Wade did not want to see this man coming. From number 9 in the draft in 98 to the Hall of Fame. Dirk Nowitzki sat down and talked about what it meant to be in the Hall of Fame, to have his jersey retired, to now be recognized for all of his success. Listen to Dirk Nowitzki.
I was very fortunate, obviously, to be here and stay in one spot and, you know, stay sort of, you know, injury free throughout my whole ride. So I was blessed and one is an incredible ride, and to me topped it off this summer with the Hall of Fame. I think now to me that was sort of the closure. My first half of my life is over with this, and it couldn't have gone any better, honestly, you know. So I'm extremely happy and of course proud, and my family is super proud of out of Germany that I was able to play in the NBA for 21 years. It's been a hell of a ride, and we'll see what the next chapter looks like now. I was very fortunate, obviously, to be here and stay in one spot and, you know, stay sort of, you know, injury free throughout my whole ride. So I was blessed, and it was an incredible ride. And to me, topped it off this summer with the Hall of Fame. I think now to me that was sort of the closure. My first half of my life is over with this, and couldn't have gone any better, honestly, you know. So I'm extremely happy and, of course, proud. And my family is super proud of out of Germany to that I was able to play in the NBA for 21 years. It's been a hell of a ride, and we'll see what the next chapter looks like now.
Now, well, what's the next chapter? Following Luka Doncic around with the Los Angeles Lakers, because the Dallas Mavericks are just, they're complete idiots. They are. Yeah, Dirk Nowitzki. This man is one of the greatest athletes to play here in North America. Look at the success. This guy has a statue. There's a big German guy, a 7-foot German guy, who has a statue in Dallas, Texas. I told you sports is absolutely amazing. I got Dirk at number 4 on my list. What's the next number?
Number 3.
Top 6 international athletes to ever play here in North America. At number 3, this guy is still playing. This man is 39 years old. This guy is from Russia. This man, and we talked about this last night, at some point this season, if he gets on a hot streak, most certainly next season, if he's healthy enough to do it, Alex Ovechkin is going to have the most goals scored ever in NHL history. I got Alex Ovechkin coming out of Russia at number 3 on the list. I mean, it's a lot to say that you have done something. He hasn't done it yet, but he's on his way to do something that Wayne Gretzky never did. Alex Ovechkin, selected number 1 overall in the draft in 2004. In 2018, he finally won that Stanley Cup. In 2018-19, that was a good year to be a fan in Washington now, wasn't it? And right now, as it stands, the great one, Wayne Gretzky, has 894 goals. He ain't adding to that total. He's not. Not happening. Alex Ovechkin, 879 goals. He already has 26 this year. And Wayne Gretzky, pretty funny. He was on CNBC, and he was asked whether or not he's bothered or jealous or feels threatened by Alex Ovechkin getting ready to take his record. And he's just like, nah, that's my guy. Listen to the great one.
I'm very proud of what I accomplished with the 894. Nothing can take anything away from that. But if, you know, Alex has been exceptional for our game and for the Washington Capitals, I hope I'm the first guy to shake his hand when he does break the record. Because people used to ask me all the time, is Alex going to break your record? And I would say, yeah, eventually, you know, that's what happens. That's progression in our sport.
Records are made to be broken, aren't they, right? Come on, LeBron just passed, and damn, it's already 2 years. LeBron passed Kareem. You know, as much as I love Wayne Gretzky, Ovechkin is about to pass him. Records are made to be broken. You want to talk about some of the best athletes to ever play here in North America? Alex Ovechkin, coming over from Russia, is number 3 on my list. It's a top 6 countdown. What's next?
Number 2.
Man, this is one of my favorite players, one of my favorite athletes of all time. This man didn't say a lot. He just went out there and he busted everybody's ass. This man is from Nigeria. This man is a nightmare. This man, well, I met him. He's a great guy. I love him. He looks like my dad. It is Hakeem Olajuwon. Hakeem Olajuwon is absolutely amazing. Do I need to walk you through everything that this man did? This man was an MVP in 94. This man also won a Defensive Player of the Year award in 1994. There's no human being in the NBA who had as many blocks as he did. He still leads the league all time in blocks. Yes, that is Hakeem Olajuwon. This guy was a Finals MVP when he did it and went back to back. He's a 12-time All-Star. Don't even get me started on the offensive moves. This guy had a counter for everything. His dream shake here, move into the... Hakeem Olajuwon was a ridiculously complete basketball player. He could bust your ass in the paint. This man could bust your ass on the outside. This man was beating up on poor David Robinson. He was beating up on Hakeem Olajuwon. He was even beating up on Shaq. And if you've never seen it, if you didn't live to see it, listen to Gary Payton basically say, yeah, Akeem, oh, he owned everybody, including Shaq.
Shaq had a lot of
I didn't hear what you said. What do you
think Dream was laid way better? And then if Shaq had a lot of
I didn't hear what you said. What you said?
Dream was way better. The Dream had a lot of shake and bake. He could fade away on you. He shot free throws. He did a lot of more. Shaq was more of a dominant basketball player. Dream could run the floor really well. Shaq could run the floor when he first got in the league and did like this. But then he became a player where you put it on the block and we had to double him because he was so strong. What the Dream is, Shaq couldn't guard Dream. Shaq couldn't guard Yao Ming. Two players that he couldn't deal with.
Exactly.
He couldn't deal with him.
He admits that, though.
He admits it. Yeah. He couldn't have been dealing with Yao Ming because he couldn't move Yao Ming.
Right.
He can go through Dream, but Dream will work him.
Akeem Olajuwon was amazing. One of my favorite athletes to watch ever, period. And you know what? Gary Payton had to compete against Akeem Olajuwon. Let's listen to Robert Horry, who played with Akeem Olajuwon, who also who also played with Tim Duncan. Robert Horry also played with Shaq. Take a listen to Robert Horry on All the Smoke, break down the Dream.
If you say it right now, name the top five big men. I play with three of them.
Yeah. Who's who? You play with three of them.
But Dream's talk number one by far.
Okay.
We don't like to talk. Nobody wants to talk about it. I think you have these guys who are quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Dream, you know, he's a really quiet guy. You can't get him to do much, to say much. So we kind of veer away from him.
Mm.
We don't talk about him. But to me, if you look at what he put together, you know, defensive player of the year, MVP in one season, all-time leading shot blocker, you know, those things that you look at his history and what he's done for the game and how he started the game. You know, this dude didn't play basketball growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Went to U of H.
Imagine
where
that,
they went, you think about it, we all went to college, but they're gonna teach you. U of H, they just rolled a ball out there and he went to work. And so I think what his body of work was just incredible. And he's just a good dude too, man. That's what you have to think about, a good dude.
Akeem Olajuwon, I can also attest, he is a very good dude. When he wasn't slapping up his teammates in the locker room, or busting the ass of Shaquille O'Neal, David Robinson, Patrick Ewing, Alonzo Mourning, all those big men that he bust their asses. Akeem Olajuwon from Nigeria. I have the Dream at number two on my list. Top six international players that we've seen here in North America. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I told you the Dream is number two on my list. I'm going to tell you who I have at numero uno. You're locked in to the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It's Wednesday. Every Wednesday, I bring you a new top six list. I've been doing top six lists, damn it, since YouTube. About 15, 16 years now at this point. I've been able to bring it over the past 5 years to the Infinity Sports Network. And so today, and I guess throughout the past couple of days, so many conversations about international athletes, their standing in the United States of America, whether or not international athletes can represent leagues, and just a lot of nonsense. I'm like, man, it don't matter where anybody is from. If you can come to North America and you could ball out, people are going to love you. It's as simple as that. And so today, I'm sharing with you a top six list of some of the best international athletes, some of the best international players who have ever played here in North America. I'm about to share with you who I have at number one. Let me give you a quick recap. At number six, I gave you Roberto Clemente out of Puerto Rico. Not just an amazing athlete, but someone who is an amazing humanitarian. I mean, look, I love Pittsburgh as a city. I don't care about the snow. Don't care about the cold. I do not care. I love their whiskey places as well. I got some great whiskey places in Pittsburgh. But one of my favorite things is stopping by Roberto Clemente statue. At number five, I gave you Ichiro Suzuki out of Japan. At number four, I gave you Dirk Nowitzki out of Germany. At number three, this man is still active. He's getting ready to pass the great one, all-time in goals. I gave you Alexander Ovechkin out of Russia. At number two, This man is out of Nigeria. One of my favorite people I've ever met, spoken to, hung out with, had a conversation with. Oh, he was also one of the greatest censors ever. His name is Akeem Olajuwon. I got him at number two on my list. This man did everything on a basketball court. Offense, defense, MVPs, titles. He was a complete package, inside, outside. Akeem Olajuwon was pulling double duty out of Nigeria. I got him at number two on my list. But if I have Akeem at number two, it's time to share with you who I have at this number.
Number one.
You want to talk about double duty? You want to talk about a complete package? At number one on my list, top international player we've seen here in North America. We already had one individual from Japan, Ichiro Suzuki. I'm bringing you another one. And this guy, he's not done. This man has more to do. His name is Shohei Ohtani. It's crazy when you can think about an athlete and you got to compare him. And it's not an even comparison because Babe Ruth didn't spend his career doing both pitching and hitting. He didn't do both at the same time in an extended period. But when you got to think back 100 years for a comp, Shohei Ohtani is numero uno on my list. And as I say, he's still playing. Last year, this guy helped set the stage for a contract that Juan Soto got. $700 million over 10 years. Yeah, they're spreading it over 20. $700 million for Shohei Ohtani. Let's just think about the last year of his career. Not only did he secure $700 million from a team in America, the Dodgers, Shohei Ohtani just won the World Series. And Shohei Ohtani just became the first guy to say, hey, 40-40, who needs that? Here's 50-50 in a season. Shohei Ohtani just won his third MVP award. His first in the National League with the Dodgers. He won the other two with that crap franchise, the Angels down the road. By the way, he pitches. Shohei Ohtani has pitched to a career ERA of 3. What happened if he was just out there, I don't know, just pitching and not worried about hitting? We'd have more 50-50 seasons if he didn't have to worry about, I don't know, pitching. Oh, yeah, and by the way, when he came over, just rookie of the year. Just rookie of the year in 2018. No, just small stuff. Who cares? Hey, Shohei, where's your rookie of the year trophy? I gave it to my dog. Where's your MVPs? I just put the latest one in the kitchen. I don't know. The impact that this man has had. And I made the point last night. To say that you cannot have an international face of a league based in North America is ridiculous. Look no further than Shohei Ohtani, who barely speaks English in public, but is the face of the game on planet Earth. Shohei Ohtani is number one here on my list of international players that have played here in North America. Look at what he's accomplished. He's only 30. He has 9 more years left on this deal with the Dodgers. Who, yeah, by the way, if you haven't checked all the additions they've made, the Blake Snells, the Glasnows to the roster, who'd be shocked if they won another World Series? And who'd be shocked if Shohei Ohtani won, let's just say, another 1, 2, or 3 MVPs? I don't think anybody would be shocked or surprised. And speaking of Shohei Ohtani speaking English, it's such a rarity. You know, let's take a listen to Shohei Ohtani when he accepted the award for MVP from Baseball Writers of America. Listen to this.
I would like to thank the BBWAA for this special NL MVP award. This year was a very special year in so many ways, and there are a lot of people to thank. I would like to start off by thanking the entire Los Angeles Dodgers organization for the opportunity they give me to play for this historical franchise.
Yeah, listen to Shohei Ohtani. He knows how to. He basically said thank you. That's after he won the MVP. The man said thank you. And that's him in his house saying thank you. He didn't travel because of the California wildfires. And he's saying a thank you to a bunch of nerds in suits. I'm sure Shohei Ohtani can have fun, too. Because when the guy won the World Series, during the Dodgers parade and all of that in Dodger Stadium, yeah, Shohei Ohtani, he sounded a whole lot happier speaking English right here.
This is so special moment for me. I'm so honored to be here and to be part of this team. Congratulations, Los Angeles. Thank you, fans.
Yeah, congratulations, Los Angeles. We're champs. Yeah, we probably won't hear him speak English until they win the next World Series. Hey, guess what? The phone lines are open. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. This is a list of six. I could only fit six athletes on this list. Yeah, I considered a lot more athletes than the ones that we named here. My top six list of international athletes that we've seen play here in North America. Number six, I gave you Roberto Clemente out of Puerto Rico. And number five, I gave you Ichiro Suzuki out of Japan. And number four, I gave you Dirk Nowitzki out of Germany. And number three, Alexander Ovechkin out of Russia. And number two, representing Nigeria, he is a nightmare. His name is Hakeem Olajuwon. And the number one on the list, this guy is still rolling. We haven't seen anybody close to this man in about 100 years, and he still has more to do. At number one, I just gave you Shohei Ohtani. I can sit here and name a bunch of other hockey players. I can name other baseball players. I can name a lot of people, but I'm going to leave that up to you. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Who are some of the best players to come from outside of the borders of the United States and Canada? I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I just delivered to you a new top six list. We took a look at some of the best international players and athletes that have ever played here in North America. If you missed the list and all the fancy audio and all the fancy stuff, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. At number six, I gave you Roberto Clemente out of Puerto Rico. At number five, I gave you Ichiro Suzuki out of Japan. At number four, I gave you Dirk Nowitzki out of Germany. At number three, I gave you Alexander Ovechkin from Russia. At number two, I gave you Hakeem Olajuwon out of Nigeria. And the number one athlete I have here on my list, top international player that we've seen compete here in the United States and Canada. At number one, I gave you the active Shohei Ohtani out of Japan. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Let's just go ahead and talk to John. John is calling from Colorado. Hey, John, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Just wanted to hear the list about Clemente. Clemente is an American. He's from Puerto Rico. He's serving the Marines. All the other guys are from outside the United States or Canada or North America, but technically, he's not international.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, John. Yeah, you are 100% correct. He is a Marine. But when you think about the amount of athletes who come out of Puerto Rico, who play in the United States of America, which is recognized as a territory and a commonwealth, we're really splitting hairs now, John, wouldn't you say?
Well, he was an American.
No, I'm asking you a question, John. For the intent and purposes of not looking at someone's passport, but to look at how they are viewed inside North America as an athlete, wouldn't you say you're splitting hairs?
No. I mean, that'd okay. be like saying somebody from Hawaii wasn't, you know, or Alaska.
Hawaii and Alaska are states, whereas Puerto Rico is a territory. So
but at the time when Clemente was born and started playing, they weren't. I mean, he's out from outside of North America. I imagine a lot of people would, he's not from America. But
it's also, you're correct and I'm correct. It's also part of the Caribbean. Whereas, find me the contiguous state or territory in Canada that's considered a territory. Find it. Where is it? There's only one of them. It's Puerto Rico.
But are you asking, like, territories in the mainland of North America?
Oh, John, you're missing the point. Puerto Rico, wouldn't you say, is special? Wouldn't you say is a little bit different?
Than, say, actual
Massachusetts is Massachusetts in the Caribbean?
It wasn't last time I checked.
Okay. All right. Now, is Massachusetts considered a state?
Yes.
Okay. Now, is Puerto Rico considered a state?
At this current juncture in time, no, it is not.
So wouldn't Puerto Rico be a little bit different than, let's just say, Massachusetts or Montana or Texas or, dare I say, I don't know, Toronto? Wouldn't it be a little different than any city or state? A little bit different?
I mean, it's not part of the continent of North America.
It depends on who you're talking to. It's also a part Is it a part of the Caribbean?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, can you find me another state that's...
Miami is too. So.
John, let me ask you a question, John.
Yeah.
What the hell do you do for a living?
What do I do for a living?
Yeah, go ahead, share.
I'm a last mile logistics specialist.
Oh, well, there you have it. I can tell. And John, thank you for calling from Colorado.
Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. That's not a shock or a surprise. That guy just busts people's balls all day long. That's it. He's a last mile logistics specialist. He had nothing better to do than call me and go, "Hey, JR, I'm from the Bronx, New York. My aunts and uncles are all Puerto Rican. I think I have a better idea about Puerto Rico than him." Last mile logistics specialist. John, thank you for calling from Colorado. John, as we talk about international athletes, thank you so much for being the smartest person all across North America. You are the guy who called up out of all of our listeners and told us what none of us knew. That Puerto Rico is a territory of the United States of America. Thank you so much, John. We have seen so many, all thousands of Puerto Rican players who are playing in Major League Baseball, of which right now, I don't think we had more than 30 or 40 last year. Well, thank you, John. We appreciate that. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I ain't changing my list. I'm not changing my list. At number six on my list, top international athletes and players that have played here in North America, the United States, and Canada. At number six, I proudly say it because he was a damn good human being and a baseball player, Roberto Clemente. Yeah, there you go. He's number six on my list. And number five is Ichiro Suzuki. Number four is Dirk Nowitzki. Number three, Alexander Ovechkin. Number two, Hakeem Olajuwon. And number one, Shohei Ohtani. I guess somebody's going to call me now and, hey, JR, you can't talk about Joel Embiid because, he came over and now he's a citizen and he came from Cameroon, but we can't include him either. Man, we really, really splitting hairs. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Who are some of the greatest international players that have played here in the United States and Canada? Phone lines open if you want to give me a holler and not break balls on logistics. I need to let you know this. You should thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Yeah, go ahead, sing the song. on your time. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, do me a favor. Who is someone outside of the United States and Canada that had a big impact on their team? I'll get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. You can also find me online at JR Sport Brief. Call us up, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast and in Puerto Rico on the Infinity Sports Network.